Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg Aerospace and Defense stock reporter Arvelis Bonillo-Ramos. As conflicts rage around the world, members of the military-industrial complex are reaping the benefit. New methods of fighting have paved the way for new defense startups to have their moment in the sun. So Arvelis, talk about the kind of companies that are benefiting right now. I mean, yesterday I was just reading about a drone maker here in the Bay Area that was going to put $3.5 billion as an investment over the next couple of years because of the need for drones.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me, Holly. Well, there's a couple of companies that are coming into the market with that expectation that they can tap into this budget boost that may be coming for the full year of 2027. You have companies that are providers of electronic parts for different industries from aerospace, space, and defense firms. You also have a company like Swarmer, who basically has an AI platform that is used by drones to deploy and coordinate drone swarms. So it's companies that can produce product and align with what the Pentagon is sort of like trying to do now, which is a focus on boosting domestic production, enhancing security, and sort of like expanding commercial use. And the drone industry, it's right there, sort of like, hey, we're here. And there's a couple of, a little bit of a shift on what warfare is now. And there's a lot of, I would say, quote unquote, from what our analysts have said, but definitely a hype around defense tech names.
How lucrative is this sector? Because I would imagine these companies were just kind of percolating along before, and they find a real opportunity now.
Yeah, well, I mean, the budget increase or boost that is sort of like being requested now, and actually Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth is right now at the House sort of like making the case of where this money is going to be allocated and why this money is needed. And like you mentioned, a lot of these companies throughout the years, they come and go. That's a reality of the markets. But there is sort of basically a pitch that we have taken from Ukraine that has shown the capabilities of drones. And now it's happening again with the conflict in Iran, where even the most, military is like best enforced and best budgets out there in the military are, they can, these drones over there can make a dent in them. Yeah.
Is it that some of these, let's just say drone makers, they can't produce fast enough?
Not necessarily. It's more about it's more about stockpiling. It's just about boosting that production and just readiness. I think the word readiness across since February 28th has been very much at the top of the interest. So how can these new names can sort of like participate, get contracts, because that's the thing. You get the money, but you need this money to be awarded, and you need this award to be appropriated so these products can come into the market.
And how were the IPOs for some of these companies, like you mentioned, like Swarmer?
Mm-hmm. How were the IPOs?
Yeah, I would imagine that they just went through the roof.
Yeah, and actually we called in our story Swarmers very eye-popping, sort of like just showing, a new market. The interest from investors was really through the roof. And it sort of like revealed that a newfound investor appetite for stocks at that intersection. It showed that there is a lot of interest in what defense is, with defense technology, but also how to integrate other technology, for example, artificial intelligence, which is very much also an interest for investors in the market.
Definitely booming. Arvelis, thanks so much for the time and for the reporting. That is Arvelis Bonillo-Ramos, the Bloomberg Aerospace and Defense stock reporter. You can hear our business reports, tech and business reports, weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, check out Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.